see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program today. On the end of this week, welcome family. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program, the show today. 4 to 6, you got me. And I will complete today, I hope, the completion of the true story of 911. Yesterday, I traced 911 roots back to 1789. If you're a new listener, that ought to get your attention. No doubt about it. The roots of 911, which is one incident, you can classify it as just one incident of many, that's linked together, that can be traced back to 1789. And I've got more information about that today. And everything I'm showing you today, yesterday, all my broadcasts are based on facts. If I have an opinion, my opinion is based on facts, a conglomeration of facts that lead to one opinion. I don't base anything on opinion only. Speculation, any of that stuff. I don't go into all that. I go into either facts directly or a series of facts that leads you to a conclusion. It might be an opinion based on facts. You see? And so, you all make your own decisions up, but you got to know the enemy before you deal with them or defeat them or find ways around them or how to manage it in some way. You got to know the enemy. If you don't know the enemy, that's basic intelligence estimates. And this is not the rule. The exception today, even at the highest level of government, is knowing who the real enemy is. Absolutely. Much less what they've done to us. I'm going to talk about that today, how they've kept us dumbed down distracted in more specific ways even today. I've found some additional information that I'll pass on to y'all. And show you how it works. Again today. Dedicate the broadcast today, family, and then let's get going. Lord, we come before you today in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, we pray. Lord, we thank you today that we can come together again in a broadcast and Bible study tonight. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have with the equipment that we have. And Father, we do thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. That, Lord, to give us that way to heaven. That, Lord, you came among us in flesh. And, Father, we know you're coming back. Lord, we pray for our brethren, those we've prayed for in the past, for their healing. Lord, for families to come together to protect those that's being sought after, being adopted and used in these sacrificial holidays coming up in September and October. Lord, to find a way for children to escape their captors and, Lord, to expose at the highest level of governments the Wiccan and the Satanists that abide in our country, governments. They fought to expose them, take away their protection, take away their facade, to expose them for who they really are at the highest level of government and royalties in every government. Expose them how worthless they are, Lord, that we can see through this Luciferian agenda and pray against it. And Lord, to have the opportunity to witness to others that are deceived, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will come in their hearts and they'll accept Jesus. And Lord, to keep us all humbled, aware, with wisdom, discernment, to be able to be watchmen in a time such as this. The Lord give us opportunity and give us the courage to continue on. We pray, Lord, for our veterans that's being targeted by this Luciferian agenda. Father, to rend the effects of these drugs and the vaccines and the voices to skull, the voices they hear in their head, Lord, to take away the technology that's causing it. Lord, we pray for healings and, Father, to render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs on the children. Father, and to educate, to bring wisdom, discernment to families about what's going on aimed at their kids, their children. So, why, Father, we pray on that belt of truth, the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness. We pray on the sandals of peace, and the shield of the faith, the helmet of salvation, to guard our thoughts, protect our minds, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God contained in the King James Bible. Lord, with these weapons, Father, and protection, we pray them on, that, Father, we can be watchmen. And all these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. From the true nature of this conspiracy is it's unbelievably organized. When the time comes that the tribulations actually begin, and they have not yet. Close? Yes. Begun? No. It's not possible. But when they have, it'll be a fast pace at that point. And everybody wants to know when. Answer is, nobody's going to know when till it starts. The idea is to get right with God now. How do you mean? Through Jesus Christ, repenting of sins. They're not teaching this in most of the churches today. All they've got is rock concerts that's covered over by mega churches and rock and roll bands. It makes you feel good, but that's not an experience with the Holy Spirit. Experience with the Holy Spirit is conviction, repentance, then feel good. They're not teaching that in the churches today. All they have is rock concerts and primarily covered over, like your Amy Grants and all these, are not who you think they are. This goes all the way to the top. Copeland, Hagee, Osteen, Billy Graham, all of them are turning over. The churches have been infiltrated, and this is going to be where I'm headed today, is to show you how they've infiltrated in the churches in ways that many cannot imagine and can be proven. Granted, I'll step on some toes today. Well, what else is new? But it must happen for y'all to wake, for people to wake up. Most of you that's listening today probably already awake. So then it's counting on the archives be taken up by those that's pointed that direction. But once someone hears a piece of knowledge, we'll call it, that upsets their core belief, they shut down. It's automatic. It's like they're cursed. It's like they are, conditioned, hypnotized, which just, in essence, that's really what's happened. Is people have been hypnotized through the TV, through patriotism, which is already confirmed. That's how Caesar did it, by patriotism, to blind the eyes. The fight for liberty has always been, I was a Marine Corps for 12 years, so I understand it very well. But they've used that as a weapon against us, unfortunately. A lot of us were fooled. This has got to be brought up by somebody. It's got to happen. The concept of it has got to be brought up. As I said, I'm going to play a series of videos, or audios, we'll call them. So you'll hear other people's testimony other than my own. I did yesterday, quite a few actually. I got more in yesterday than I thought I would. And today you'll hear some that's no longer than some 8 minutes, 1 or 2 4-minutes, to confirm what I've been saying. Then I'm going to come through and give you all details about their agenda and where they've been and where they're going. So you can literally trace 911 and the purpose of it all the way back to 1789. How many times you heard that today or yesterday? Because you can, by the events. The more I study this, and I've been studying it for a long time, I've been involved in it for when I was on contracting with the government and contractors in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, and the Congo, State Department projects, defense contracting projects, and whatever, not realizing I was working in the middle of it and not really knowing it. So I've got first-hand information, first-hand knowledge of how they operate, specifically. Considering 911, as we're going to complete it hopefully today, will only be in the first segment of this broadcast, maybe the first 20 minutes, I'm guessing. And then I'll move into how they've infiltrated in one of the most important root systems of our culture, the church and the schools. Later on next week, I hope, next week, I want to present evidence of how they have guarded, directed each generation, going back to the 1920s to current, how they've identified each generation leading it up to the New World Order by social engineers in Tavistock, to show you how they've quantified it every decade. Specifically, for example, your X generation, your Z generation, your X and Y generation, your baby boomers, that's been identified specifically with objectives leading them away more and more from God by design, carefully crafted by Tavistock social engineers. Each generation. I can show that. I'm not ready with necessarily today, no. But I want to do that hopefully next week. And dissect it for you. It's amazing what they've done while we are dumbed down. Going back to yesterday, and so if you're kind of caught in the middle, kind of the end of it today, about 911, I covered a lot of it yesterday. I want to continue on and let you know that, first of all, and it's going to be sporadic here in this one video I'm going to play y'all. I'm going to skip around on it just to show you different parts of it. It's where the only one that I know of, the only one truly, that predicted 911 realistically was Bill Cooper. Nobody else. No other talk show host. No other expert, whatever. But Bill Cooper only, and that got him killed. Pat Tillman, the professional football star that went to Iraq, was also assassinated, murdered by the CIA. He had agreed, or fought favorably toward Afghanistan, but he is definitely against Iraq, and that was a bad timing because Bush needed support, so he couldn't have someone legitimate and honest and straight coming back from Iraq and saying, oh no, it's bad, because he had a lot of clout, Tillman did, so they couldn't allow him. He was vocally over there, vocal about against the war in Iraq, and rightfully so. So he is murdered. Well, Bill Cooper was a part of the Illuminati bloodline, actually. And they had a part for him, but he became born-again Christian. He changed many of his speeches that he was anti-Paul at one time, and he didn't believe in Satan, but that all changed. Then he started getting wise, and he had that broadcasting that really blew him away because he had legitimacy. He had honesty, but he had knowledge. And he predicted 911. They couldn't afford that in 1996, 95 time frame. They needed support of the war in Iraq and the terrorist war. So he was a major problem for them. That's why he is assassinated too. So Bill Cooper was the first one that predicted 911. Bill Cooper, 911 in Illuminati.
Can you believe what you have been seeing on CNN today, ladies and gentlemen?
2001, June 28th.
Supposedly, a CNN reporter found Osama bin Laden, took a television camera crew with him, went into Osama bin Laden's hideout, interviewed him and his top leadership, his top lieutenants and colonels and generals in their hideout. This is a CNN reporter with a camera crew. And he came out and told everybody, within 3 weeks, Osama bin Laden is going to attack the United States and Israel. Now, don't you think that's kind of strange, folks? You see, because the largest intelligence apparatus in the world, with the biggest budget in the history of the world, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years, and can't find him. A reporter from CNN and his little camera crew got in to Osama bin Laden's secret hideout and conducted an interview. If you don't believe me, tune into CNN. They're probably running it right now as I'm speaking. And if you believe it, you are one of the stupidest jerks that ever lived on the face of this earth. And whatever is going to happen that they're going to blame on Osama bin Laden, don't you even believe it. When in hell are all you people going to wake up?
That was in June 28th, 2001, when that happened. when he announced it on his radio program. And as we continue on here, there's going to be more. Here we go. It was like 3 months before the attack of 9-1-1. Masonic sacrifice, that's what it was, as I explained yesterday. So on this audio, it's just showing parts that they never showed you before. Now, it shows you now, they have like, to date, they have films coming out of the woodwork about 9-1-1, showing the white phosphorus cutting into the metal, and you can see it now. And conversations on the side by the fire department, who are probably Freemasons, cops, and so forth. It's all coming out now. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because now they want you to know that the government did it. And here's the purpose of it. 12, 13, 14 years later. Well, the Illuminati says that when all the governments have been acknowledged to be worthless, then they're going to launch the World Revolutionary Plan. So before, it was support of the government and the terrorists and all that to fight them, all right, to go over there and kick their butt. Yeah, okay. Now, the time they've done their thing, the past 12 years or whatever, now they want you to know how worthless the government is. The government did it. They're letting all this stuff out. They're the ones releasing the footage they always have had all along, but wasn't going to show you, because now they want to go against the government themselves. The government's going against the government. Why? Because they're Illuminati. So here's the purpose of it. And I have this documented in their own planning process. Is once the world had acknowledged that all governments are worthless, the worthlessness of all governments, then they're going to launch the New World Order. That means that you'll accept peace under their conditions of the United Nations peace. Your government's worthless. British government is worthless. They're evil. Scandinavian government, Greece government. Okay, then what do you got for us? Oh, we have a world government for you that's peace, love, tranquility. Everybody get together, hold hands, and cook marshmallows around a campfire. Oh, we'll take that. See, that's the purpose of it. That's the dialectic. So before, it was we're attacked by terrorists. But now we say, oh, 9-1-1, look at all these videos we have of how the government did it. It's pre-planned, et cetera, et cetera. They want you to know it. Why? Because we have something better for you. Since the government's worthless, we got something better called the UN. Peace. A national police force. We'll fix your whole system. It's a lie. Another lie. See, I take it a step further. See, now they're exposing. That's where they use some talk shows in certain areas. I'm telling the truth, it's the bankers, and it's not the darn bankers. The bankers are shoeshine boys. They tie the shoelaces of the Illuminati. Bernanke, Holder, the President of the United States, you got to be kidding me. It's all scripted out. Putin, they're nothing but little old puppets. They could replace Putin with a phone call. Obama is nothing more than a phone call. Now, he's pretty important, though. That's another story. He's Egyptian. He's not black and white or any other kind of... He's Egyptian. Yeah, that's another story entirely. He's Egyptian. But your CEOs, your congressmen, your generals and admirals, you got to be kidding me. Members of the Council of Foreign Relations, they can be replaced faster than you could tie your shoe and not skip a beat. The hierarchy controls it all. The names of the Illuminati, Breakspear, Aldo Bandini, they're all Italian. The ones outside, you got a mixed bag of Reynolds family, Rockefellers, Rothschild, Bundy. Oh, yeah, Bundy, Arizona. I mean, Nevada. They're all part of the Illuminati. Freemasons or Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. That's the enemy. In themselves, and they don't even know it. Oh, I'm stepping on toes. But you got to know, and I want them to know, that they're being used at their own destruction, and they don't even know it yet. Continuing. Just shows the falling down of the tower is being pulverized by other means. See, the destruction was set up in 1966. Thermite. And you can see it clearly. Now they show it to you today, see. They want you to know it. And you hear the explosions and all that. They let that out now. It's Masonic sacrifice for the occult. It was planned a long time ago. Then they destroyed Building 7.
Building steel beams and columns could have shown whether explosives had been used.
And they want you to know that.
But virtually all of the steel was removed before it could be properly investigated, then put on ships to Asia to be melted down.
It's important for us to not reveal how we collect information. That's what the enemy wants.
And you have no evidence that the government's behind 9/11, and I frankly think it's an awful thing to allege, considering it's not true and you haven't proved that it is. It's totally implausible. Like, we would report that if that were true.
Control the press, they do.
Because these guys own our government. They print our money, and they own not only the government, but they own you. You are their property. So,
chattel.
In other words, these guys print the money, they run the country, and they own you, and they own everything around it. And so they make the laws, and that's why they can decide who can kill who, and who can get away with who, and who can get away with whatever, because they make the laws, and they decide, all right?
Agents will come forward after fermenting traumatic situations and appear to be normal, appear to be okay on your side, but it's a lie.
On that day, what did the president say to you?
The president, in a very intimidating
Richard
way,
Clark.
Left us, me and my staff, with the clear indication that he wanted us to come back with the word that there was an Iraqi hand behind 9/11, because they had been planning to do something about Iraq from before the time they came into office.
Did he ask about any other nations other than Iraq?
No, not at all. It was Iraq, Saddam, find out, get back to me.
And were his questions more about Iraq than about Al-Qaeda?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He didn't ask me about Al-Qaeda. And we said, but Iraq had nothing to do with this. And that didn't seem to make much difference.
High taxes, unfair competition to bring about economic ruin of control. Preach liberalism and use the idea of freedom to bring about class wars. That's what they do. Liberalism is used against us.
And we'll continue to work together to achieve peace. That's what we want. Freedom and peace.
Look at the Council on Foreign Relations. Many members,
Bill Cooper,
in fact, the majority, never serve on the executive committees. They never go through any initiation of any kind. They are, in fact, the power base and are used to gain a consensus of opinion. The majority are not really members, but are made to feel as if they are. In reality, they are being used and are unwilling or unable to understand. They may have been or may be members of the Christian or Jewish religion, but that is only to further their own ends. They are, and always have been, Luciferian and internationalist. They give allegiance to no particular nation, although they have used, on occasion, nationalism to further their causes. Their only concern is to gain greater economic and political power. The ultimate objective of the leaders of both groups is identical. They are determined to win for themselves undisputed control of the wealth, natural resources, and manpower of the entire planet. They intend to turn the world into their conception of a Luciferian totalitarian socialist state. In the process, they will eliminate all Christians, Jews, and atheists. You have just learned one, but only one, of the great mystery.
The people who are running this country from behind the scenes do not care a thing about Americans or bloodshed anywhere.
I think we're going to awaken one day to find out that we've all been too relaxed and entertained and watching television and being entertained with all the cares of life, never realizing what is going on in this country.
In the secret, ladies and gentlemen, they are at least, very bare minimum, 50 to 100 years ahead, beyond what you can even imagine.
Now, beware of Jordan Maxwell, Tessarion, David Icke. David Icke is a disciple of Jordan Maxwell. And they are New Agers. Tessarion, Woodcock, Camelot, all these kind of people are New Agers. So they're going to expose all this because they work for them at the same time. Jordan Maxwell is no Christian by no stretch of imagination. He supports Helena Blavatsky. I mean to tell you, when he talks about Helena Blavatsky, he slobbers all over himself. He just gets all stumbled up and tongue-tied. Good thing she's not living. He'd probably marry her. He gets all weirded out when he talks about Helena Blavatsky. He gets all crazy. His eyes dilate. His toes curl. You understand what I'm saying? Matter of fact, Adolf Hitler studied Blavatsky, had her books on his bedside. The New Agers are the ones that's going to tell you we can bring you peace. So they're the ones that the Illuminati is using to expose the evil. You see? Oh, it's a tricky thing. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. I expose a whole doggone lot of them. I step away from the whole lot, even patriotism, the whole nine yards. I believe in total truth, not just part of it. Do you know that this, what was that, the water challenge thing for ALS and all that? The ISIS, ice bucket, ISIS, Queen of Heaven, Semiramis, Nimrod, ISIS, that doesn't exist, as CIA confirmed, that writer says it doesn't even exist. You have a war, they're saying, between Al-Qaeda and ISIS, a war between two organizations that don't even exist. How about that on the news? Is that a lot of nonsense? Well, the ICE challenge is at the right time. It's called the Aquarian Age. That's what it's about. It's a satanic ritual that goes back 1,000 years or more. Of Aquarius. The Aquarian Age. Quote their own textbook. In the Aquarian Age, the risen Christ is himself the water carrier. He will not, at this time, in 1977, demonstrate the perfected life of the Son of God, which was his main mission before. He will appear as supreme head of the spiritual hierarchy, meeting the need of the thirsty nations of the world. Thirsty for truth, for right human relations, for loving understanding. He will be recognized this time by all, and his own person will testify to the fact of the resurrection, and hence demonstrate the paralleling fact of the immortality of the soul of the spiritual man. The emphasis during the past 2,000 years have been on death. Is colored all the teaching of the Orthodox churches. But only one day in the year has been dedicated to the thought of the resurrection. So the emphasis in the Aquarian Age will be on life and freedom of the tomb of matter. And the tomb of matter is your body, is why they refer to it in the Illuminati's point of view. Quote, continuing, and this is the note which will distinguish the new world religion from all that have preceded it. Family, that is the purpose of this so-called water challenge, water bucket challenge. It's not about ALS at all. The ALS research won't even see that money. The ALS research also supports abortion for stem cell research, and they know that. So the money will be used for transhumanism, eugenics, to build a better body for the Illuminati. They don't want you to know that. Well, I've just told you that. Aquarius is the water carrier, bringing the water of life to people, life more abundantly. What does that mean? That means they're getting ready to bring on Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel that's going to restructure religion as you know it. He is called Yeshua. The fake Jesus, Yeshua. That's why the Sacred Name Movement, Hebrew Roots Movement, Christian Identity, Arnold Murray, Your Shepherd's Chapel, and all such, is pushing this Yeshua, Yahweh nonsense. His name is Jesus. His name is Jehovah. It's in the Bible. Look it up. This is what they're preparing you for. Ice Bucket Challenge. 911, as was said in September the 11th, 1991, George Bush announced a new world order in front of Congress. September 11th, 1991. He announced it publicly. September 11th, 1991. And did you know that on September 11th, 1893, the first World's Parliament of Religions, 1893, September 11th, was held in Chicago, Illinois? According to the records of, quote, men of progress from all over the globe, they gathered together in what would become known as the first outward steps to unite the world's religions. So one specific question went unanswered. How could the representatives of one religion affirm the beliefs of another without denying his own? Well, if a Christian affirmed Judaism, was he not denying Jesus Christ? If a Muslim affirmed the beliefs of a Jew, was he not turning against his entire culture? In 1893, Rauschenbusch, his professor at Rochester Theological Seminary, taught socialistic religions to future clergymen. In 1893, he proclaimed, quote, "The only power that can make socialism succeed, the only power that can make socialism succeed is religion. It cannot work in an irreligious country." He declared socialism is coming, proclaiming that it would come creatively in the social process without recourse to illegality or violence. Now, did you know that after September 11th, 1893, 4 years later, the Illuminati, the Jesuits, created the Zionist movement under Theodore Herzl. Actually, before then. But he took credit for it in 1897. And the purpose, remember you heard on the video just now, the audio, to liquidate wealth, right? Well, 1897, according to Theodore Herzl, the Zionist movement was aimed at Jews to liquidate Jewish wealth by the synagogue of Satan, that already controlled the half-brothers to the Jews, the Arabs, when the Vatican created the religion of Islam in the 6th century. And then 3 centuries after that, in the 9th century or 10th century thereabouts, the Vatican funded the invasion of northern Africa by the Muslims. And also the continuation to take Jerusalem for the Vatican. That's what the reason of the Crusades were. Because the Muslims got too powerful and started heading toward Europe. So they had to come up with a Knights Templar and the Crusades to stop what they had started. That's the reason for the 11 Crusades. The Vatican kind of got itself in a little bit of a pickle. Or should I say camel. In any case, this is all documented. You know, it's not speculation. That being said, if a Muslim affirmed the beliefs of a Jew, was it not turning against his entire culture? If a Christian affirmed Judaism, was it not denying Jesus Christ? Well, they've got that solved. The coming Yeshua, the fake Jesus, the so-called alien, or ascended master, as it's going to be called, Sanand Emmanuel, they've got it solved. You know how? Because when he comes, they say, and I quote, the group of the masters, as fallen angels, is called the hierarchy, or the community, and is headed by a very advanced being who is called by different names. So this one named Yeshua, Sananda, is called the following names, all in one person, all in one being, actually, that's yet to show. He is called the Kalki Avatar, the Lord Maitreya. He is going to be the Imam Mahdi, the Prince of Peace for the Christians, the Krishna for those in India, in Hinduism, Buddhism, the Christ for the New Agers, and Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva, for also the Hinduism and Buddhism and New Age. I'm giving you some things you probably never heard before. Some of you have been my regular listeners. You've heard some of this before. So this ICE thing going on, this challenge, is part of what's going on today as initiation in satanic ritual. As a fact. In their own teachings, quote, it is significant that two important episodes are related in the final part of the gospel story, as they hijack it, one preceding and one immediately following after the apparent death of Christ. Their Christ is Sanand Emmanuel, and the bringing on announcing the Antichrist. We are close. And that is based on the Aquarian Age, quote, the story of the upper chamber to which the man carrying the water pot and typifying Aquarius led the disciples and in which the first communion service was held. Participated in all and foretelling that great relationship which will distinguish humanity in the coming age after the test of the Piscean Age, family Piscean Age, the fish, was the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope. The Vatican's already always planned to eliminate the Roman Catholic doctrine and the Church, to bring in the New Age movement. That water bucket challenge that swept the nation was each one that did that was being initiated in the satanic realm coming up. That identified, oh my goodness, that, wow, that identified the end of the Piscean Age and destruction of the Roman Catholic Church. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, is known as the father of the New Age movement. The mother of the New Age movement is Helena Blavatsky. Her follow-up disciple was Alice Bailey. Now listen to this carefully. Write it down. You're going to hear about this again in a little while. The first phase of the New Age movement was Helena Blavatsky. Prepared to introductory phase. 1870s to 1890. When it ended, they killed her. 1891, early. She was channeled by the fallen angels El Moria, Saint Germain, and Dajuaku. They have pictures of the fallen angels with her. You understand this? The second phase was the preparatory phase by Alice Bailey. She was reluctant at first, but she was approached by a fallen angel by the name of El Moria. El Moria has a lot to going on today. Wesak Festival and all these sort of things. Manifested into this realm. She relented, and 18 years of working with El Moria, or 20 years almost, she came up with 18 books. Alice Bailey. Externalization of the Hierarchy was a major one. From 1919 to 1947. Guess what? They killed her in 1947 when she finished the second phase. The third phase was the Revelation phase, 1975 till now. And guess who I found separate of a study that Michael Aquino invoked the Prince of Darkness in 1975 at the beginning of the third phase. I found a separate investigation. It matched. Michael Aquino. You hear about him shortly. It's all connecting today. So this ice bucket challenge, nothing about ALS. We've been duped as a country again. Massively. It is signifying the end of the Piscean Age. The fish, the Piscean, the Roman Catholic Church, to bring on the New Age movement. Quote, such a communion service has never yet been held, but the New Age will see it take place. So I've just realized that just now. That ice bucket challenge was identification of bringing on the Aquarian Age of the water carrier. Second part is the story of the upper chamber, which the disciples met. See how they intermingle their New Age with our belief or our Bible? And arrived at a true recognition of the risen Christ, the Sananda Manuel Yeshua, the fake one. And had a perfect and complete understanding of each other in spite of the symbolic diversity of tongues. They had a touch of provision, a prophetic insight, and foresaw a little of the wonder of the Aquarian Age. The vision in men's minds today is that of the Aquarian Age. Even if they recognize it or not, the future will see right relationships to communion, a sharing of all things, wine, the blood, the life, the bread, economic satisfaction. Family, that's describing the first seal. And goodwill, and also have a picture of future of humanity. When all nations are united in complete understanding and diversity of languages, symbolic of differing traditions, cultures, civilizations, and points of view, will provide no barrier to right human relations. At the center of each of these pictures is to be found the Christ. Thus, the expressed aims and efforts of the United Nations will be eventually brought to fruition, and a new Church of God, gathered out of all religions, wow, and spiritual groups, will unitedly bring to an end the great heresy of separateness. Love, unity, and the risen Christ will be present. He will demonstrate us the perfect life. This was unexpected. Continuing, the perfecting of the rule of Christ on earth, quote, we're aiming at the development of the Christ consciousness. Does Oprah come into view here? Oh, yeah. And the bringing in of the rule of law of Christ, which is love. This will come to fruition in the Aquarian Age, and we shall see brotherhood established on earth. The rule of Christ is the dominance of basic spiritual laws. It goes on to talk about it in their own textbook, Signs of Christ, by Harold Balliaz. That's a bit unexpected. That's how that fits in the whole scheme of things. I have found two paragraphs of Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr that explains exactly what the United States was all about from the day one, 1492. And it goes along with what I just read you in their own quote. The main purpose, the only reason for America in the first place, played out, is the following. That once the Illuminati is crowned head of the Illuminati King Despot of the Universe, that's the Antichrist, quote, the agentur of the Illuminati will proceed to eradicate, that means eliminate, kill off, genocide, racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races together. This experiment has already been carried out. This is 1955. On a large scale, Dr. Brock Chisholm, who was the World Health Organization director, 1948 to 1953, he said, and I quote, as he said in the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, he said, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. And then the next step in the diabolical plan would be to render the masses docile and obedient to their masters. This is to be accomplished, quote, by mass medication. Experiments along these lines have already been conducted extensively since the year 1900 A.D., as was told previously. And I have that also in study. Quote, fluoridation fits perfectly into this phase of the conspiracy. Family, this is so documented. Quote, the increase of the world's population is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers that will result from unrestricted births, despite the fact that starvation and the want are brought about by diabolical methods and controls. The King Despot will decide how many human beings are required to serve the state. His efficiency experts, Tavistock, will advise him how many of each type of human being should be born. Selected males, picked for their mental and physical features, will father the human race by means or artificial insemination. Women who have been specifically selected will be used as human incubators. Extensive experiments have already been carried out behind the Iron Curtain in this field of science for the past 37 years, unquote. Now take 1955 and subtract 37 from it, you'll get to early 1900s. It's been going on since then. Actually began in 1711 with Willie Lynch when we targeted the black folks that we brought over as slaves in the Bible Belt in the white America. I'm a white folk. I'm Scotch-Irish. And I tell you like it is. You white folk in the South, you got a lot of repenting to do for your family bloodlines that had slaves. You better start repenting right quick because it's going to come down on you. And they say, after these steps in this diabolical conspiracy have been accomplished, it will be a simple matter to erase all knowledge of God from the human mind by scientific brainwashing, systematically applied. And the rule of Satan will take over instead of that of Christ the King. Family, after the Ice Bucket Challenge, they now have a challenge going around the internet about blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Don't tell me that's not planned. Quote, the Mackenzie King type of liberalism continued by the men be especially trained in the greatest danger civilized society faces today. It's still 1955. In support of contentions, William G. Carr talks about Article 3 of the Protocols, paragraph 14 and 15, are as quoted. Now, remember yesterday I said that the control of America began in 1789 with a 70-year bank cycle, 1789, 1859, 1929, to end in 1999 as a new world order. It began in 1789, right? Well, since then I found the following. Listen to the quote. When the populace has seen that all sorts of concessions and indulgences are yielded to it in the name of freedom, it has imagined itself to be the sovereign lord, has stormed its way to power, but like every other blind man, it's come upon a host of stumbling blocks, has rushed to find the guide. It has never had the sense to return to the former state, and it has laid down its plethiposary powers at our feet. Remembering the French Revolution, to which it was that we who gave the name Great, the secrets of its preparations are well known for us, for it was wholly the work of our hands. Now, here we go. Ever since that time, 1789, we have been leading the peoples from one disenchantment to another, so that in the end they should turn also from us in favor of the King Despot of the blood of Zion, whom we are preparing for the world. That's the Antichrist they're talking about. Continuing, at the present day, and this is 1897 that this is being written, at the present day, 1897, we are, as an international force, invincible, because if attacked by some, we are supported by other states. It is the bottomless rascality of the Goyim people, that's us, who crawl on their bellies to force, but are merciless toward weakness, unsparing to faults and indulgent to crimes, unwilling to bear the contradictions of a free social system, but patient unto martyrdom under the violence of a bold despotism. It is those qualities which are aiding us to independence. From the premier dictators to the present day, the Goyim people suffer patiently and bear such abuses. As far as the least of them, they would have beheaded 20 kings. So, hearing that above statement I've just read to you was made in 1897. So, can anybody deny that the Hitlers, Mussolinis, the Churchills, the Roosevelts, Mackenzie Kings were not typical of the premier despots, the speaker of Illuminati said that would arrange to have elected rule over the people? Feminist goes a long way back. You know that this liar, Churchill, in May of 1940, imprisoned without charge on trial all those who opposed the plans of Illuminati to turn the cold or phony war into a hot shooting war. Bombings in German cities, he worked it out with Hitler, actually. Churchill was working with Hitler. The very same night of May 1940, when Churchill took over the government from Chamberlain, he kept the loyal and patriotic Englishman who opposed the policy in prison for as long as 4.5 years. Churchill was a Knights of Malta, as is Gerald Boykin and Rick Joyner, or Knights of Malta. Lord Horowitz is Knights of Malta. Reagan, Knights of Malta. Now y'all getting it? See, if Churchill could do that, there's no reason why the electorate should not demand that the properly constituted authorities arrest all those who plot and plan revolutions and wars and famines, depressions. But it's gone too far now, because they're all involved in it. Even Chamberlain back then was kept in the dark. Because, remember, I've read you many times the quote by FDR in 1939, March the 4th, "To hell with American people, as far as democracy is concerned," speech, behind closed doors. Well, in 1939, Churchill ousted Chamberlain the same year, assumed the office of Prime Minister. You know, not even Chamberlain knew that Churchill was using diplomatic privileges to conduct the secret intrigue behind his back. Y'all see how this is? Now, I'm just giving you behind-the-scenes reality of what's really going on. Of how the satanic groups are operating behind our backs, but in our face at the same time. Isn't that clever? Now, you got to know your enemy. Now, y'all can hide from it. Go play golf if you want to. Watch, you know, cars go around circles 500 miles and watch your fantasy football all you want. But in the meantime, you're going to wake up. It's on your front doorstep, and you've not had time to accept Jesus as your Savior. I guess you didn't expect that, did you? Let's continue. I'm just barely warmed up right now. That was Bill Cooper that gave you the evidence there, up close and personal. Now, let's let you know what they're getting ready to do, why they're telling you the truth now. Why are they telling you the truth? Listen, chapter 15 of the Protocols of Learned of the Zion. The same lecturer I found in another document continues on talking. Here's what he says. Chapter 15 tells what's going to happen to all lesser beings, Freemasons, Jews, Christians, etc., etc. Quote, "When we, the high priest of the Luciferian Creed, at last definitely come into our kingdom by aid of a coup d'etat prepared everywhere for one and the same day after the," listen carefully, the key words, "after the worthlessness of all existing forms of government have been definitely acknowledged," unquote. You see? So that's why they're telling you the truth now. Because they want you to see how worthless the governments are. So they're using truth tellers. CIA, I have a book out today, and the book is and it's on Sid Roth, it's Supernatural, he's on NBC, ABC, and all this, and I've got a book out to show you that I said, they're allowed to do that. Assange works for CIA and NSA. Manning, he has a little trick too. And Snowden. They all work for the Illuminati. They work for the CIA, and each one has a trick. The trick of Assange was to release knowledge they want you to know, to show how worthless the government is, under the guise of being a hero. He's a liar, but he told the truth for this reason. He works behind the scenes with the CIA. Snowjob, there I go again. Snowden, making a big deal. NASA trying to trace him like they did Santa Claus. He's not on the plane. Here's his empty chair. He's always hiding in Russia. They control all of them anyway. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Putin, Obama, they all work together. They're a bunch of liars. Luciferians. Every mother son of them. So he's over there in Russia, right, Snowjob? Well, He told us stuff that we already know anyway, that you studied. They're putting him up for a Nobel Peace Prize or some nonsense. I said, well, he's got to have a trick. There's a trick coming. And sure enough, there is. He confirms the UFO issues. That's setting you up for what I just finished telling about 30 minutes ago. Sinan Emanuel, UFO, Ascended Masters, all that. He confirms this, so he gets you to believe him on all the bad stuff the government's doing to reveal the truth, which he's doing. Stuff they want you to know to reveal that, well, if that's true, then this must be true about UFOs. And the government's worthless. It's working perfectly. So you're saying, well, what about Manning? What's going on today, family? You have 22 states that is approving of homosexual marriage. You've got transgender bathrooms. You've got transgender in the military now. All this set up, right? All of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Ruth Bader Ginsburg submitted reports for this in 1977 to bring Boy Scouts to female transgender in the Boy Scouts. That was a report, Civil Rights Commission, 1977, Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent up. All this about transgender, about accepting homosexuals, and all this and all that going on, right? Well, guess what? Yeah. Manning, you know, he's national news. He's going to jail. The government's doing this. He did that, so and so on. He's national news. Oh, by the way, Manning's transgender now. So he goes into prison being male or female. We don't know. That's his trick, to bring to the surface the transgender issue, Snowden to bring up the UFO issue, and Assange to show the worthlessness of all governments. Now, separate from that, in the 1923, there's an investigation into the Canadian Export Service, and they were looking for the corruption in their export. And H.H. Stevens, back then in the 1920s, was head of the commission to investigate them. Corruption in the export business and so forth. Well, Mr. H.H. Stevens, member of the Parliament for Vancouver, appointed a royal commission to investigate this corruption in the Canadian Customs and Excise Service. They subsequently accidentally found evidence to prove that there were plans to destroy both the United States and Canada's nations. And that knowledge was held back. It has to do a lot with the NAFTA treaty and all this. Well, I'm not going to give you all the evidence on it, but I want you to, on the part I want to tell you, so you'll keep it in mind, is that the fifth piece of evidence was, quote, they saw to it that just enough evidence appeared in the public free press to disgust the public. Disgust the public. It gave the public the feeling that the governments have been proven so rotten that any change must be for the best. But the news reports did not disclose any connection between international capitalists who organized this gigantic conspiracy and subversives in the underworld who put the plan to effect. So there's more evidence that they want you to know how worthless the government is so you'll accept the new world order. And this is what they're doing right now. Did you know that the government's even paying for Manning to have a sex change operation? Checkmate. To bring it to highlight. Now, I've got this recorded. And if those that don't like me putting this stuff out want to go back and check my sources, man, have at it. Knock your fool selves out. Because you'll find it's guaranteed, bona fide, grade A information. Now, I don't get nothing for this. I'm not looking to put out some stupid book or some CD or DVD or BVD or whatever you want to call it. I'm looking to get the truth out, and I do this for free. It costs me money. But you'll notice on my website, you don't have any kind of way to give me money because I'm not looking for it. I'm not selling nothing. I don't have any donation button. I got nothing there. I do this free. 24 hours I work on this every day. And I do it because I want to. That's it. End of story. You know, the same one I told you brought Chris home that said that to bring all the nations, all the cultures together into one. Look this up. They have accomplished the goal from 1492, when it began, to the year 2013. You heard me right. They have accomplished what they set out to do in America. How do you know? Right now, if you want to, look up National Geographic article, October 2013. The changing face of America. Tell me I'm wrong. Brock Chisholm also said, and I quote, 1948 to 1953, director of World, United Nations World Health Organization, said, I quote, to achieve world governments, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and their religious dogmas, unquote. I'd say they're doing it pretty good now, don't you? And Brock Chisholm was a Unitarian. He died in 1971. Did you know, in 1977, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Illuminati, evil to the core, like Ayn Rand. She wrote, based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and previous court opinions, stated that the federal government should, I quote, provide comprehensive child care. That was to get the children out of the home. Number two, change the homestead law to provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as to a husband and wife who do live together. What's the purpose of that? To split the families and marriages up. They had to live apart to make ends meet because they got a tax break. That was the plan of that, to break the families up. Number three was to draft women into the military and then to assign them to combat duty and then apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. This was to eliminate the traditional feminine roles. Leon Panetta, a Knights of Malta member, lifted the ban in June of last year. The Marine Corps started training last year women to go to frontline units to fight side by side with men. Bill Clinton's participation in this was in 1993-94, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, letting homosexuals in the military. This is part of the role. It's what he's supposed to do. And then one of the presidents, Bush or Obama, ended up being Obama, after 20-some years, was to release and say, was to allow to allow them to then come out of the closet, and it's okay in the military to be transgender and homosexual. You know what the purpose of that was? To divide the military. Besides the orchestrated suicides that's going on today at 26 per day, Joint Chief of Staff, they also use the homosexual issue to divide the military forces and to make them ineffective as planned by the Knights of Malta. It's worked perfectly. You had 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults in 2012. You had female, about 12,000 sexual assaults. You have men and men not working together in the same military that's supposed to be fighting World War III. Imagine that. The lesbian circle of influence from Paris Island, I know, goes all the way up to D.C. It's powerful. I know the Wicca and Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Satanist at your government level, military level, CEO level, generals, admirals, is powerful. Bohemian Grove will tell you that. The attendance to brief the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the Illuminati, will tell you that. These are facts, military personnel. You're being lied to. The purpose of this was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. That's why they have women doing men's business. Men doing women's business. This is on purpose by the social engineers in Tavistock. Number four, Ruth Ginsburg report, was to eliminate traditional family concept, eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner and wife as homemaker, Adam and Eve, to get rid of the nuclear family, to integrate all male, all female organizations such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, and sororities. And the purpose of this, underlining, agenda, was to eliminate traditional male roles and then bring on the International Rights of the Child, which they failed to do in 1989, but they're trying to do it now. International Rights of the Child to be signed will take your children away from you. I hope this is getting across to somebody. I don't know if it ever does. But y'all better listen up. You better do something. I don't mean to stop it, because you're not going to stop it. It's about spreading the word about Jesus Christ. It's about caring about each other. It's about the truth. It's about the Freemasons out there that don't know they're being used and renouncing the blood oath and getting your honey butts out of that secret society now before they come crashing down on your head. Because that lecture I told you about, here's what it says. After the worthlessness of all existing forms of government has been definitely acknowledged, is when they're going to launch the coup d'etat, the world revolutionary plan that's been planned since May the 1st, 1776. They're going to launch it. It hadn't happened yet. But I'm telling you what's leading up to it. So this lecture was delivered to Illuminati members in 1873 to 1901. By then, they already planned World War I, World War II, World War III. Had already been planned. You heard me correctly. So this lecturer told his listeners, the Illuminati and globalists, it might take 100 years, a century, to place those who directed the conspiracy where no power or cunning can prevent us from usurping undisputed world domination. Quote, he tells his audience that once in power, they shall take the following steps to make certain they remain in power. Number one, quote, we shall slay without mercy all who take arms to oppose our coming into our kingdom. Number two, belonging to anything like a secret society will be punishable by death. Number three, those who have belonged to secret societies, have served the synagogue of Satan, are to be disbanded and sent into exile. Now this is 1901 and before. So, then you can say exactly as was done in Russia, which they did, and now being done in China. And that's right before when the Rothschilds set up Japan as a world power. For 1904, Russia and Japanese war. It worked. The lecturer then adds, I quote, in this way, we will proceed with Freemasons who know too much, unquote. Number four, death will be the penalty of all who hinder our affairs. We execute Masons in such wise that none save the Brotherhood can ever have suspicion of it. Not even the victims themselves of our death sentence. They will all die when required as if from some normal kind of illness, unquote. Family, they killed 300 microbiologists between 2006 and 2008. Plane crash, drowning, heart attack, you name it. They've already started this. So now, I will bring to you some more evidence. How about a congressman? Is that okay with you? Is a congressman high up enough that was murdered by them? Larry McDonald. They took down a whole darn plane just to kill him. Because in the 1980s, he was bringing this out, and it was too early for that to happen. So they had to get rid of him. Now, I'm going to play his interview on Crossfire in the 1980s, just before the plane was taken down by Russia, allegedly by mistaking it for a spy plane. Took down a whole airline. I mean, the airplane. Commercial jet that McDonald was on. It just completely disappeared. Allegedly, they blew it up, but there's other rumors, but he disappeared. He's being interviewed by Tom Braden and another Luciferian and Knights of Malta member, Patrick, Buchanan. Buchanan and Braden are both Knights of Malta members. Braden and Buchanan. In their young days, interviewing Larry McDonald. Now, notice how they interview him and how they're downplaying him and trying to offset him, placate, but he handles them perfectly in this interview. I'm going to play a segment of it, the main part. But notice how they try to placate him on national TV. He handles them both. Here we go. Assassination of Larry McDonald, Korean Airlines Flight 007. He had announced that he would run for the presidency in the United States in 1988 against George Bush Sr. Larry Patton, McDonald was cousin of the late General Patton, that they also killed, by the way. And Dr. Larry McDonald was the most dangerous person alive at that time who knew about the plan of the New World Order. He was murdered like a dog by the U.S. government and Russia.
Welcome back to Crossfire.
Tom Braden
is the new chairman, recently named chairman of the John Birch Society.
Here we go.
Congressman Larry McDonald, a Democrat from Georgia. Mr. McDonald, your predecessor believed that the PTA was too left wing, and that the John Birch Society at one time tried to infiltrate it. Or so he said. He used the word infiltrate. Is that part of your program now?
Well, I think when the PTA comes out in this program for the test ban treaty, and when the PTA comes out for gun control, and comes out for obviously national legislative programs that have been linked with liberaldom, having nothing to do with education of our children, I think many people are wondering what in the world is the PTA doing, and that includes members of the John Birch Society.
Well, I wonder about you. I looked you up. You're the biggest joiner that I've ever seen. In the world, you belong, as I counted them, to 67 organizations, among which are the National Rifle Association, the American Pistol and Revolver Association, the Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the Second Amendment Foundation, and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms.
Well, Tom, I think there's a real drive in this country to try to destroy the realization of our citizens that They have a fundamental constitutional right to keep and bear arms as the Constitution allows. And unfortunately, there are those in our society, including elements of the PTA nationally, not always locally by any stretch, but nationally, who would believe that the federal government should restrict the right of citizens to keep and bear arms.
Can I get
back
to
that? What kind of grades do you give Ronald Reagan as president? And what kind of grades does the John Birch Society give him?
Well, I would say in his speeches, Pat, you'd have to give him close to an A, B plus to an A. But in his performance,
what's most disappointing?
Well, I think the fact that the rhetoric is going one way and the record is going another.
Let me ask you about the conspiracy again.
Well, you can take the issue of one of the major problems of this country is inflation,
right,
and the problems of the destruction of the dollar. And the fact of the matter is, in spite of promises of the contrary, Reagan has not moved to correct the deficiencies. We're now back to Keynesian economics, despite comments to the contrary.
Do you think that's a result of the conspiracy you mentioned? Is there somebody working on him to get the inflation so that this country will be weakened?
Well, as a man who campaigned against elitism, as a man who in his campaign rhetoric said that he would not be having the Council on Foreign Relations trilateral types dominating his cabinet, he's got about 250 members of such in his administration.
Well, let me ask you about Bill Casey. Now, I've known Bill.
250 members.
I've known
of the trilateral committee.
I've known Bill Casey
in the administration.
I've known Bill Casey, the director of CIA since World War II. As a matter of fact, in World War II, he was my boss. Now, you're a public relations director of the John Birch Society, says that Bill Casey is a part of this conspiracy that's trying to bring about world government.
Before he became CIA, one of his big jobs was aiding in the transfer of technology and goods and so forth to the Soviet Union, helping the Camel River Project, the Export-Import Bank, helping to finance
these things. Is the Export-Import Bank part of the conspiracy?
I think the fact that the American people have been tapped steadily, especially since World War II, to finance their enemies and to have the massive technology transfer to those who
well,
agree
with you.
You know that from the Braden Doctrine in the agency, which you're very familiar with, and the feeling that we must somehow subsidize the, quote, non-communist left. That's among our so-called allies.
Braden was
and in country after country, that turned out to be the communist,
mm-hmm.
the crypto-communist masquerading
yeah,
as
that's
the non-communist.
Yeah, that's Mr. Mitterrand, who has taken the strongest position against the Russians of any Western European.
Well, he was about to lose everything at the polls, and he had to show some sign. It's very difficult to say exactly how far that will
Congressman
be.
Congressman McDonnell, he's yeah. been using the term conspiracy.
No, I didn't use it. No, for no, heaven's no. sakes, Pat. The John Birch Society used it.
I don't want to go through the tapes.
Well, it is. Don't blame it on me. He used it.
You've used it 45 times.
That's right. They say this is a
dumb
conspiracy.
And dumber.
I want to know what the conspiracy is. I'm trying to find out who's in it and what agencies of government in it, because I want to fight it along with you.
You look
and
like...
great, Tom. Let us tell you.
He's a liar,
you,
too.
You tell me, you know, how can I join the John Birch Society?
Well, gosh, Tom, you got no problem at all. You need to just write a letter to the John Birch Society, Belmont, Massachusetts, 02178, and tell them that you would like to purchase for $2 a copy of the Blue Book. Tom, you read it, and I think if you're a dedicated American, you will agree with every word. Then you get in touch with me, and we may even sign you up.
Yeah, but it says here in one of your publications, not just anyone can be a Bircher. Now, how can I be a Bircher?
Anyone. Now, if you don't believe in the Constitution and limited government and free enterprise and biblical values of morality,
I believe in all those, but I don't
qualify.
I don't believe there's a conspiracy.
He'd make a lousy candidate.
Well, Tom, you know, as a matter of
fact, he's not a member of the conspiracy. He's a member of the press.
Let me ask you. He's used, now, Mr. Braden's used for the 47th time the term conspiracy. Now, let me ask you seriously. When you use people like Casey, who is on the Council on Foreign Relations, David Rockefeller's Trilateral Committee Commission, what do you mean... Or do you mean, is that your term, the term conspiracy?
Well, there are many different levels of the problem. But yes, the term has been used, the term conspiracy, when you have a group of people...
I mean, they're actively collaborating, and at the other end of that point of collaboration are communists, and on this end of the point of collaboration is Bill Casey and trilateralists
and
CFO
Al Haig.
You have people who are part of the elitist structure of this country that have dominated this country openly for 40 years.
I know, but they're not... Is that a conspiracy?
Now, wait a minute. If people quietly working together for evil objectives, two or more, that by definition is a conspiracy. You have, by their own admission, you look at The Tragedy and Hope by Professor Carol Quigley, who's a member of this elitist group. He says, sure, we've been working this. Sure, we've been collaborating with communism. Yes, we're working for a global accommodation. Yes, we're working for world government. The only thing I object to is that we have kept it a secret. And I think we have gone so far along, we should come out and say...
I'll bet you a dollar and a half that Bill Casey doesn't know who Professor Quigley is. I don't.
He's at Georgetown a number of years ago.
He died a couple of years ago, and he wrote The Tragedy and Hope. He's a very noted member of your club, Tom.
Tom, you've got to broaden your reading a little bit.
Well, what I ought to do is read more about conspiracies, and that's why I'm interested in what
I'll tell you what you ought to do is go back and look at your founder, Edward Mandel House, because he wrote the book Philip Drew Administrator. And in this, Colonel House said that what he envisioned for the world was a world government along socialist lines as envisioned by Karl Marx. Now, that's your leader, Tom, so you got to go back to the beginning.
Well, his leader was Woodrow Wilson. Do you think he was a communist?
No, I think Woodrow Wilson was his follower. I think Edward Mandel House dominated Wilson, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. And so Edward Mandel House, that was we ought to make that clear. He was President Wilson's
alter ego. That's correct.
Yeah. So he is the real villain from which all these conspiracies.
No. He is a major figure, Tom. But there has been, unfortunately, in the West, an element. There are good men in the Council on Foreign Relations, dedicated patriotic people. You've had Spruill Brayton, who was a member of the Council of the Birch Society,
Bill Buckley's
and Council on Foreign Relations. You've got some dedicated people, but the driving forces have very clearly been willing to collaborate, subsidize, work for technology transfer for what they feel is some type of an accommodation and merger. And I submit this would be a disaster for the American Republic.
Are there any Congress?
Sure.
Our guest is Ben, Congressman Larry McDonald of the John Birch Society. He's the new chairman. He succeeded Robert Welsh, who has stepped down, as I understand it. Is that correct?
He's been sort of promoted to chairman
emeritus. Chairman emeritus and founder. And Tom Brady and I will be back with final comments in a moment.
See, Buchanan and Braden were both Knights of Malta members, and both of them did the best they could to derail McDonald. Like Dumb and Dumber, McDonald helped both of them back. Both of them are Knights of Malta, Braden and Buchanan. Luciferians, you see how they work. Several months after this interview, they took down the plane, and Larry McDonald disappeared. So now, it brings us to 1975, a little bit before this interview, and you have within our Pentagon a person by the name of of Michael Aquino. It's in your Pentagon, still there today. Here we go.
Creation of our National Security Agency by devil worshippers starting in 1960s, a.k.a. NSA devil worshippers, and the plot to mind control us via MKUltra piggybacked on TV and radio signals, starring NSA's Michael Aquino.
Intelligence agencies have infiltrated and created some satanic groups. With the resurgence of these groups, beginning in 1966, particularly with the birth of the Church
66.
Of Satan, founded by Anton LaVey. Prior to the Church of Satan, LaVey ran a group called the Magic Circle. LaVey's most famous associate is the National Security Agency General Michael Aquino. At the time of his membership in LaVey's group, Aquino was an Army specialist in intelligence and psychological warfare. In 1973, he became the executive officer of the 306th Psychological Operations Battalion, contemporary with his founding of the Church of Set. General Aquino's psychological warfare campaign has started or infiltrated cults and other closed systems as part of a concerted effort to control large numbers of people and to destabilize the centers of constitutional and legal authority, both here in the United States and in other nations. This methodology is part of a concerted plan that spans several generations. The Church of Satan and the Church of Set, as well as other cults and mainstream organizations, are closed systems with their own belief systems that are insular and separate from the reality that most people take for granted. During the 1960s, he was prominent in the Church of Satan and a close friend of Anton LaVey, until he started his own Church of Set. A police intelligence report dated July 1, 1981, reads, quote, "The Church of Set is a group of hundreds of members that operates on a national level. Michael Aquino is the official head and rules through a council of nine who are in fact his lieutenants," unquote. At least two members of the Council of Nine at that time were members of Army Intelligence. In the late 1980s, Aquino was accused by the San Francisco Police Department of being involved in a satanic child molestation ring centered on the daycare at the Presidio military base where Aquino was stationed at the time. Probable victims numbered at 68, many of whom had contracted venereal disease, claiming that criminal charges against Michael Aquino were dropped due to pressure from the Army. General Aquino admitted to renting the German castle where the Nazi SS were formed and reenacting the secret ceremony among fellow intelligence officers dressed in full Nazi regalia. General Aquino is now the highest-ranking officer in the National Security Agency, along with General Black and General Hayden. General Michael Aquino wrote, "From PSYOP to Mind War, the Psychology of Victory." Aquino's thesis stated that enemy populations could be subdued by inflicting a state of psychological terror and feelings of imminent destruction. He discusses the use of psychotronic weapons or electromagnetic weapons that influence the mind. Capitulation could be induced without firing a shot by extremely low-frequency signals piggybacked on broadcasts of radio, TV, or microwave communications in order to influence and manipulate the thoughts and feelings of the target population. General Mike Aquino wrote From PSYOP to Mind War with Colonel Paul E. Vallely, The Psychology of Victory. He discusses the use of psychotronic weapons or electronic weapons that influence the mind. Capitulation could be induced without firing a shot by using signals piggybacked on broadcasts of radio, TV, microwave communications to influence through subliminal suggestion, holograms, voice-to-skull and silent sound technologies to manipulate the feelings and thoughts of the target population. Behavior modification is a key component of peace enforcement, and modification will be directed at the American people.
I've already talked about this yesterday.
What Dr. Persinger is saying is that virtually any mental state can be artificially injected into a human brain from an exterior source. The most frightening thing is that the means for doing this already exists in a fully operational form on a worldwide basis. Quote, "The power levels for these amplitudes are similar to those associated with the signals generated globally by radio and communication system. Within the last two decades, a potential has emerged which was improbable, but which is now marginally feasible. This potential is the technical capability to influence directly the major portion of the approximately 6 billion brains of the human species by generating neural information within a physical medium within which all members of the species are immersed," unquote. Dr. Persinger's message, minus the jargon, is that the entire human race can be controlled through the use of electromagnetic influence piggybacked on television and radio networks or other technological means.
Effectively, all consciousness is due to electromagnetic patterns generated within the brain. What we do is imitate what the brain normally does and apply it experimentally.
Like, you know, where are these thoughts coming from?
Those thoughts came from the neuroscience laboratory at Laurentian University in Sudbury, Ontario.
Talking about the network, primarily satanic sacrifices. At the highest level of your government, at the highest level of your kings and queens in this world, All of them are involved in this. All of them are involved in this. The chemtrails you see, that are not contrails, but chemtrails, and you heard recently here in this last video about holograms, well, in your old TV sets back in the 50s and 60s, you had gas inside the actual TV sets in the radio tubes. You know what was in there? Barium niobate, barium. And other type gases that would give you a TV projection to watch I Love Lucy or whatever. Barium. Did you know that the chemtrails have been found to have strontium barium niobate in the chemtrails, saturating the world with these chemtrails? Not only aluminum oxide, but barium niobate and so forth. Did you know that the Army has a project called 3D Holographic Display using strontium barium niobate? Then you put voice-to-skull technology with it, you got yourself Project Bluebeam. Holographic imagery of maybe planes flying into buildings? I don't know. Of maybe UFOs in the future with Yeshua and Sananda Manuel coming out of the clouds or something? Who knows? Maybe voice-to-skull technology? Imagine that. Y'all getting the idea? Army Research Laboratory, 3D holographic display using strontium barium niobate by Christy Hyde, Brian Ketchell, Gary Wood, Richard Anderson, and Gregory Salamo, February 1998. Designation ARL TR-1520. I got a copy of it right here. It's real simple, actually. Quite interesting. Innovative technique for generating three-dimensional holographic display using strontium barium niobate, SBN, as discussed. The resulting image is a hologram that can be viewed in real time over a wide perspective and field of view. Holographic image is free from system-induced aberrations, has a uniform high quality over the entire field of vision. The enhanced image quality results from using phase conjugate reed beam generated from a second photofractive blah 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 crystal acting as a double pumped phase conjugate mirror. Multiple three-dimensional images have been stored in the crystal via wavelength multiplexing. Is that French, German, or Italian? Anyway, how about that? What are they up to with this lie about aliens, ascended masters, the coming Antichrist? According to congressional records, Communist goals of 1963, extension of remarks of Honorable A.S. Erlong, Jr. of Florida in the House of Representatives, Thursday, January 10, 1963, says the following. In congressional records, is that high enough for you? As an excerpt from The Naked Communist by Cleon Skozin, I quote, current communist goals. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. Number two, U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Number three, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Number four, permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. That was 1960, what was it again? 63. Well, family, I'll have you know In 1966, the State Department put out a brochure, put out a letter to CEOs. In August of 66, the State Department issued a pamphlet entitled Private Boycotts Versus National Interest. Quote, all American citizens should know that any American businessman who chooses to engage in peaceful trade with the Soviet Union or Eastern European countries to sell the goods he buys is acting within his rights and is following the policy of his government. But any organization, however patriotic in intention, that undertakes to boycott, blacklist, or otherwise penalize or attack any American business for engaging in peaceful trade with Eastern European countries of the Soviet Union is acting against the interests of the United States. So Anthony Sutton concluded that the guns, ammunition, weapons, transportation systems that killed Americans in Vietnam came from America's subsidized economy of the Soviet Union. Same thing for Korea. And one of the most tragic sales of that pamphlet and the result of that, the Soviet Union received the entire technical specifications which they needed to build the glycerol plant in Russia. Specifically, in Vietnam, glycerol was used as a detonator in booby traps. Over 50% of all American casualties suffered in Vietnam have come from booby traps. Now, is there any question as to why the Joint Chief of Staff would not be also part of the suicides taking place today that they know about it and helping to do it? Because they belong to the secret societies, the Knights of Malta. So let me read it again. Number 4, 1963. Permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. 3 years later, it was done. Checkmate. Number 5. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Number 6. Provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. Number 7. Grant recognition of Red China. Admission of Red China to the UN. You ready for this? As in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for the ill-advised entry into a first police action in Korea. The members of the council, and it wrote in the Chicago Tribune in 1950, they had a good editor then. He got fired sometime, but they maintained control in the 1960s. But the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Tribune in the 1950s was getting out good information. In one particular editorial, quote, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that's the Korean War. Unquote. Now, note that Taiwan, or Formosa, was ready and willing to cross the channel and retake Red China. Chiang Kai-shek was free China. Democratic China was exiled to Formosa or Taiwan. And they're ready to come across the channel and retake Red China during the Korean War. But this could not be allowed to happen. This is another reason why Patton was killed, murdered, assassinated, because he wanted to go ahead and go fight Russia and get rid of communism. Now you see why. And by the way, Patton was a cousin of Larry McDonald. You see, the communists must not be removed from power in the 1950s. General Douglas MacArthur said in his memoirs, and I quote, the possibility of Red China's entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, which in effect protected Red China the mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men, unquote. What does that mean? That the State Department, under orders by the Jesuits, ordered the 7th Fleet, American 7th Fleet, in June, to blockade Chiang Kai-shek and stop him from coming across and taking back Red China, to make sure China remained communist. The Vietnam War is no better. It was planned to lose, to demoralize our troops, set up Agent Orange for cancer, and the glycerol factory to make sure we had casualties. By our own chief of staff, our own government under control of the secret societies. Wake up! You know, according to the untold story of Douglas MacArthur, not only did Truman declare it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim China, but he also ordered the American fleet in the Straits of Formosa to make sure it happened. So now, protected by U.S. Navy, China was free to send its soldiers, 9 divisions to be exact, to North Korea to aid in their attack on the South. Since it couldn't fight China without first getting through the U.S. Navy, Chiang Kai-shek, the free Chinese, the Democrat Chinese, still offered the use of his troops to fight in South Korea. Quote, MacArthur again, the Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek, who less than a week after the North Koreans had crossed the 30th parallel, offered the State Department an advance force of 33,000 troops that could be embarked for Korea within 5 days after the offer was accepted. The suggestion was politely refused. Formosa was at that time a member of the United Nations and therefore could have been represented in the United Nations force, but the American government would not tolerate such a move, unquote, General Douglas MacArthur in his private memoirs. And you know that the UN member, the position of for the true commander of the U.S. forces of Korea, was Undersecretary for Political Security Council Affairs of the United Nations, and that was held by a communist. During the Korean War, it was held by Konstantin Zinchenko of Russia. You even had General Lin Pao of North Korea. He said, and I quote, I would never have made the attack and risked my men if I'd not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my line of supply and communication. You see, General Lin Pao was a general in the Red Chinese Army that fought against the United States and Korea. And did you know that House Minority Leader Joseph Martin, he expressed dismay at this administration's apparent desire not to win the war in Korea by tactics as of not allowing the bombing of the strategic military targets? Sound familiar? Quote, Joseph Martin, House Minority Leader, if we're not in Korea to win, this administration should be indicted for the murder of thousands of American boys, unquote. Did you know the same thing happened in Vietnam by design? Did you know that FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s? Did you know that? Knowing very well there's going to be a military coup of the U.S. government in 1933 that failed to happen. I played that yesterday. So again, number 7. Grant recognition of Red China, admission to Red China the UN. Number 8. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. Number 9. Prolong the conference to ban the atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. Number 10, allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. Number 12, let's jump across here. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Number 13, do away with all loyalty oaths. Number 14, remember I've talked about this before, continue giving Russia access to U.S. Patent Office. Number 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. That was also achieved by the Council on Foreign Relations. Did you know? I mean, some of you kind of hate when I say that, don't you? Did you know that Martin Luther King, a great man in our country, in addition to JFK, during that period of time, that's why they were assassinated. Did you know that Martin Luther King said, I quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. See, Martin Luther King knew this. And right here is their congressional records proving that they were a goal by the Council of Foreign Relations to control or capture both political parties in the United States. Well, apparently they succeeded. And Martin Luther King tried to warn us. So JFK. So Larry McDonald. Bill Cooper. And you know they all have something in common? Including Malcolm X. Bobby Kennedy. They all have something in common. Aaron Russo. Barry Jennings. They all got something in common. Nancy Schaefer. Who's going to try to stop the North American Union and expose the Child Protective Service that kidnaps children to use in child sacrifice, rape, and murder by the government. They all have something in common. They're all assassinated. Three of them, Aaron Russo, Nancy Schaefer, Bill Cooper, all have something in common. They were interviewed on one particular radio show. They all three died by assassination. I know Russo died by cancer, but that came after he exposed the Rockefellers. He is murdered. As if by some illness. Hint, hint. Number 17. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers, associations. Put the party line in textbooks, unquote. Well, in 1930, 30 years before this, a humanist by the name of Charles Francis Potter, he said, and I quote, "Every public school is a school of humanism." As the 1930s, he said that. Y'all. So, what do you do about it? You pray against it. You go against the bills are putting through. Make your congressman work. Form prayer groups. Form meetings and hound them with emails. All kinds of things you can do. I don't have time to go over it all right now. But there's things you can do. Y'all people out there are smart. You got politicians on the right side maybe. But the idea is to be ready when this new world order really comes out into public view. And there's going to be a turnaround of religion. It's going to be a lie. There's no aliens out there. There's no ascended masters. What you're going to see on both sides of the fence is total evil. Jesus is the only way. There is no other way. And that's something they don't want you to know. Family, the judgment is coming. It's individual. It's your family. It's renouncing the blood oaths of Freemasons. It's getting out of there. If you don't operate or work with them, they have a hard time getting it all done. It's about delaying it. so you can witness to others. Charles Francis Potter, quote, exactly, 1930, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every public American school is a school of humanism, unquote. Roger Kimball, 59 years later, said, and I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical Marxist and humanist menu at the center of the humanities curriculum in both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. I got dozens of quotes more. And I got a whole 46 of their agenda items right in front of me. I'll cover it on Monday in detail, including how it meshes in with Alice Bailey's 10 points. Family, I am inundated with their objectives to show you what they've got, what they're going on. We're at the end of the program. Family, it's Friday. I want to remind you all that we are sponsored. We are played. We're not sponsored at all. We're played up in highportradio.net, in which we were sponsored. Oh, only by him. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. All he does is plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. And we appreciate it. John Kirkler, highportradio.net, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and it has archives up of my shows and Bible studies. Just download them, send them out, do the YouTube thing if you want to. Get them out if you agree with them. I have a Facebook you can visit and use that also to get in touch with me. Watchman for Jesus is also there. And Tom Gamble, I got two Facebooks. Okay, well, family, that's it for today. Appreciate y'all dropping by. Family, you got to know what you're really up against. The news is so surreal to see the news say one thing, and you know it's not true. And you try to tell people, and they just won't listen. You know, they don't understand. They won't get out of their core belief. It's so, I don't know. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to throw my hands up and say, oh, nobody's listening, I quit. Nope, not going to do that. But I just need help. I need people to get these out. To yourself, start researching. You become the watchman. You become the expert. You see yourself that you found it. I don't care if my name's ever mentioned. Don't make a difference to me. The only important thing is to get it out there. And the truth about Jesus, the truth about the only true Word of God, is in fact the King James Bible, irrefutably, is the only true Word of God on the face of this planet, with evidence that people love to ignore because it puts us under conviction if we don't. Conviction is good because it shows us where we're heading wrong. God wants us that way so we'll get back on track. That's how he gets our attention. Until that day the Lord comes. Whew, and buckle up on that one. Bible study tonight, 8 to 9. And family, see y'all Monday. I'm going to continue this with the communist infiltration of American churches. I'm going to focus on that next week. Of how they've, and that's where it works, in the education and the churches, how they've brainwashed us, and how these preachers and rabbis and priests are out there just having a ball lying to us. And others are deceived. Well, I don't hold no quarter for them because they're responsible to know and get their head out of their collective butts and get with the program of truth, of leading their flock to Jesus Christ and get rid of those rock and roll mess they got in their churches. And stop the party and get with the program. Because they're not doing it. and the bridegroom's going to come. Y'all have a good weekend. Because they lose already. Don't be on their side. Be on the side of Jesus and Jesus alone. Y'all have a good weekend. God bless everybody. And good night. This is The Watchman, signing off.
Looking out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappear in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted.